Lord's so good to us. Don't deserve a thing from it. I'm thankful I got the strength and the ability just to be here this morning. And I'm glad that he showed up as well. It's better off that he's here than that we're here. I just appreciate the opportunity to be in God's house and feel his presence. Scripture teaches me this, that he that loveth not knoweth not God. For God is love. I tell you, I'm thankful that God is love. That's just who he is. That's his personality. It's just what he does, and what he's all about. And I'm thankful for the love of God this morning. Thankful that I'm acquainted with the love of God this morning. And I try to allow the love of God to show through my life. But you know, sometimes I'm up and sometimes I'm down. Sometimes circumstances dictate my feelings and my actions and the love that I show toward others. I'm glad that circumstances never dictate the love of God. He just loves because that's who he is. And I'm just thankful for that this morning. I'll try my best to be as brief as I can. Share with you that Lord's laid on our heart this morning, something we've tried to preach on before, but we just can't seemingly get this thought and this passage of Scripture off our heart and our mind. So we desire your prayers this morning that the Lord might just use us for a few minutes for his honor and his glory. If you got your Bible, want to read with us, we'll be in the book of Isaiah in the second chapter. Isaiah, the second chapter, and we'll just read the first three verses here, verse 1 through 3. The Lord's help, and try to share with you that we feel the Lord has laid on our heart, impressed on our heart this morning. Isaiah chapter number 2. The Bible reads like this: the word that Isaiah the son of Amoz saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem. It shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains. Shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow unto it. Many people shall go and say, come ye, and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, and he will teach us of his ways. We will walk in his paths, for out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. That's the scripture this morning that we feel is the closest to our hearts. So we desire your prayers. But if we had a thought this morning, one above another, it'd be this: just come up here and join us. Come up here and join us. As we read this scripture and have thought on these passages of scripture, especially in the last few days, I go ahead and tell you this this morning. I certainly know and don't claim to be any kind of professional of Bible prophecy of anything, of any type. Don't claim to know it all or know anything like that. And I know a lot of folks may argue and try to say that this passage of Scripture may mean one thing or another. But I see in this passage of Scripture, really, that I see the Lord's pointing toward the church. Amen. That's just what I see in this Scripture. He said there was going to come a time. He said there in the last days, he said that the mountain of the Lord's house was going to be established in the top of the mountains and be exalted above the hills, and all nations would flow into it. And I tell you today, I believe with all my heart, all through the scriptures you can find accounts, especially in the Old Testament, where that God chose to commune with his people in an exalted place, in a higher place. I'm here to tell you that we serve a God that calls us to a place of worship that's going to be in an exalted place. You find there, even in the very time when Moses there communed with God, the Bible said there that he went up on Mount Sinai many a time there and had communed with God. And that's where even that he had received the tables there, the commandments in stone, he received them there in the mountaintop. And you'll go and you'll find there were Abraham in the Old Testament there also, that he communed with God and worshiped with God on Mount Moriah. I believe more often than one time, I certainly do, you'll find that's where he was at when he was headed that way with Isaac, when God had told him to offer up his only son Isaac. He headed over there, I believe, to a place of worship, a place that he had communed with God, a place that was familiar to him, Brother Jeff. I'm here to tell you this morning, thanks be unto God, I'm in the house of God this morning. I'm in a place that's familiar to me. Oh, to worship God. Amen. Thanks be unto God. You'll find also there David in one place. The Bible said there that when he was down and out and discouraged, there when Absalom had conspired against him to take his kingdom, the Bible said that he went up weeping barefooted as he was climbing up the mountaintop there of Mount Olivet, which was a place of worship, amen, where he worshiped God before. So I'm here to tell you this morning, thanks be unto God. I'm glad I can come to a place where I can worship God. And I tell you, it's a place that God's called me up to, separated from this world. You say, well, preacher, there ain't nothing wrong with using worldly things in the house of God. I'm here to tell you, thanks be unto God this morning. God's called us to a separated place. Amen. A place exalted. Amen. Above every hill. Amen. A place is exalted. Amen. And above every mountain, it's the house of God. Amen. Amen. Thank God this morning. Amen. He said there's going to be a day there. He said that the house shall be established. The Lord's house would be established. He said in the very top of the mountains. He said it'd be exalted above all the hills. He said and all nations shall flow into it. Amen. I'm here to tell you thanks be unto God. I'm glad it don't matter what color you are. It don't matter where you was born. Amen. God made a way. Amen. For each and every one of us. Amen. To find a place of worship. Amen. I tell you, do you good. Amen. To get on board. Amen. And go with us. Amen. I believe that Moses in one place told those of his father-in-law's house. He said, come and go with us. He said, we'll do thee good. I'm here to tell you this morning, thanks be unto God. There ain't nothing better than being a born again, a child of God. Amen. It's no wonder there. As Brother Jeff sang that song, amen, it's not so hard to praise him after all. I'm here to tell you, thanks be unto God, we can get to, amen, a place of worship. Amen. When we come to God's house, amen, I get something down at the house of God that I don't get nowhere else. Amen. I tell you this morning, come on up here, amen, and join us. Get in with us. It'll do you good. Amen. Amen. Listen, but there's more to this morning than just coming out to the church house. Amen. Oftentimes, folks think they're doing God a service by church attendance. Amen. But listen here. There's more to this morning than just church attendance. There's more to this morning than having your name on a physical church roll down here somewhere. Amen. But I'm talking about getting to a place, amen, where you can worship God. I'm talking about being a true disciple this morning. Amen. It'll be it'll call you to a higher ground. Amen. It's no wonder there. When the disciples had questioned the Lord there, when he was drawing near to the time that they should celebrate the Passover, they was questioning the Lord how they was going to do this. Amen. Where it was going to take place. He said, I tell you what you do. You go down there and you find a man bearing a pitcher of water. Amen. You follow him. Amen. You know what he's going to do? He's going to take you and show you a place. Amen. An upper room that's going to be furnished. Amen. Going to be ready. I'm here to tell you, thank be unto God. Come up here and join us. God's prepared the upper room. Amen. I tell you what, I'm glad I can feast with him. Oh, yes, sir. I'm glad he said, even though that he prepared a table before me, even in the presence of my enemies. Amen.
Amen. I'm thankful there that God's called us to a higher place. Ain't you? Amen. Amen. I realize what the psalmist said there. When he said there, he said he pulled me up out of a horrible pit. Amen. Lifted me up out of that horrible pit. Amen. Out of that miry clay. Amen. Now he set my feet on a rock. Amen. Amen. He went on another place later on. He said, I'm going to call on that rock that's higher than I am. Amen. Listen, this morning, there's more too. Just sitting in a congregation. But I'm here to tell you this morning, you can enjoy the goodness of God. Amen. If you'll come. Amen. Accept the work of Calvary. Oh, that's what he's done. Amen. For all mankind. Amen. He made a way where it wasn't just to the Jew, where it wasn't just to a certain one, but thanks be unto God, he made a way where we could all be Jews inwardly, receiving the circumcision of the heart. Amen. Amen. Come up here and join us. I'm going to be honest with you. Amen. Oftentimes I'm a mush. Oftentimes I'm an emotional fella. It don't take much for me to cry. But I'm going to tell you something there's a little bit different about. Amen. Crying in the house of God. Whoa, when I begin to worship him. Whoa, I begin to praise him. Amen. When I get on that place. Or that exalted mountain with it. Amen. I tell you what it does. Oh, it squeezes this old boy's heart. Amen. Gets me to a place where I can honor him and praise him. Come up here and join us. Amen. Amen. I believe with all my heart. Oh, that God's people, amen, wants more folks to join in with us, amen. Amen. For he said there in that third verse, he said, many people shall go and say, come ye, and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord. He said, to the house of the God of Jacob, and listen, he will teach us of his ways. He said, we will walk in his path. He said, therefore, out of Zion shall go forth the law. He said, in the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. Amen. He's established a place in the house of God where his word can come forth and touch the heart of the sinner. Oh, thanks be unto God when he called my name and I realized where I was at and who he was and what he wanted to do for me. Amen. Listen. Whoa. Come up here and join us this morning. Listen to me. I'm here to tell you. Well, if you get a dose of God just right, amen, you'd be here more than just Sunday morning. Well, if you get a dose of God just right, amen, make you come back on Sunday night. It'd make you come back in the middle of the week. Oh, it'd make you come back, amen, during revival. Amen, I tell you what. Well, there ain't no place I'd rather be in a world that's full of trouble, in a world that's full of turmoil, and then be with God, worshiping him on the mountain. Thanks be unto God. Come up here and go with us, amen. Amen. There's more to it, though. There's more to it this morning than saying, hey, I'm a Christian. My name's on the roll of such and such church, and I'm going to heaven. But listen to me. Oh, there's a love in here. Amen. As I already said there. Oh, he that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. He said, if you love me, you do what? You keep my commandments. Yes, sir, you would. Amen. Listen to me. Oftentimes, as I already said, amen, my circumstances might dictate the amount of love I show. Amen. I'm guilty of it. I'll just be honest with you. Amen. Sometimes I don't love my wife like I should. Sometimes I don't love my kids like I should. Amen. But listen to me. Well, there's a love down in there. Well, that if I get on my knees and call on God, he'll show me what I ought to do. Amen. Amen. You know what? I find in his word this. He teaches me to forsake not the assembling of ourselves together. Now I'm here to tell you this morning. Lord, do us good to get dedicated to God. Lord, do us good to get on fire for God. Lord, do us good to say, well, I don't want to be labeled as a fanatic. I don't want to be labeled, amen, as one of those Jesus freaks. Amen, let me tell you something. Who cares what the world calls you? Who cares what somebody says? I tell you what, to do us good. Stay on the mountain with God. Worshiping Him. In spirit and truth. Amen. He said there, many people shall say, come. Come and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord. You know what the Bible said in the book of Revelation? It said the Spirit said, and the bride says, come. And let even him that heareth, let him say, come. And he that's athirst, let him come. He said, whosoever will, let him come. And take of the water of life freely. I'm here to tell you, I'm glad I'm saved. But I want more folks to be saved. I want to see more folks get in the family of God. Amen. I tell you where, you're in a good place this morning. Boy, you're in a place of worship. Amen. You ain't going to get this down the road anywhere. Amen. You ain't going to get true worship just anywhere. Amen. The Bible said there's a form, those that have a form of godliness. Oh, but they deny the power thereof. He said, from such just turn away. I'm here to tell you, you're in a good place this morning. You're in a place of worship. A place where people exalt God. Amen. Thanks be unto God. He said, if I'd be lifted up, he said, I'd draw all men unto me. Amen. Come on up here this morning. Come on up and go with us. I tell you, that's what it's all about this morning. I don't care if nobody remembers my name. I ain't trying to be the next Billy Graham. I ain't trying to make a name for myself. I'm trying to point folks to him. And I tell you what, because I know assuredly, well, if we'll do our part to raise him up, well, if we'll do our part to worship him, well, if we'll magnify him and glorify him, amen, he'll start drawing folks to it. He'll give folks an invitation that I can't give. To come on the mountaintop and join him and worship God. Amen. You say, well, I've worshiped God in a different way all my life. There's scripture for that too. There was a Samaritan woman there at the well. She said, our fathers have worshiped in these mountains. Just any mountain won't do. She said, our fathers worshiped in these mountains over here. Folks would say, well, that looked just as good. It seemed to me like it was just as good.
Bless him, God.
And I'm going to tell you something. There's no life in just everything. And I'm here to tell you, there's a mountain. There's a mountain you can get on that's a mountain of life. Amen. I tell you what, that woman at the well, she didn't understand it. She was just going through the motions, thought everything was all right. Amen. But thanks be unto God, one day she got the royal invitation. Amen. To get on the mountain of God. Amen. I believe it made all the difference in the world. Amen. She got on that mountain for a little while. She got on that mountain for a little while. You know what she done? She went back and told other folks. She said, you just come and see a man. Amen. Come down here and see a man that told me all things ever I've done. Amen. Is this not the Christ? Amen. A lot of folks been trying to worship on the wrong mountain. A lot of folks was raised a lot of different ways. But see, there's not just many ways. Jesus didn't say, I am a way. He said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. There ain't but one mountain you can really worship on. Amen. You can't go around Jesus. Amen. You can't go over him and under him, but you have to go through him. Amen. To get this mountaintop. Yeah. Amen. Because he's the door. He's the portal. Thanks be unto God. But when you go through him, he'll put you on a mountain like you've never experienced before. Amen. Just come on up here and join us. Come on up here. Join us. Be a part of it. Preacher, how's that happen? When God reveals himself unto you, shows you who he is, you begin to see yourself for who you are. Because the scripture teaches me no man can see God and live. And I believe that applies spiritually as well. I believe spiritually, the Bible teaches me in the book of Titus that eternal life was promised from the very beginning. But in due times, he manifests his word through preaching. God, the Bible said God chose the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. Bible said, if our gospel be hid, it's hid to those that are lost, whom the God of this world's blinded the minds of them that believe not, lest the glorious light of the gospel should shine on them. Who is the image of God. And I'm telling you something, when the gospel's preached, you begin to see the image of God and see Him for who He really is. And you know what it does? It brings forth death. It begins us, when we see Him for who He are, you know what happens? We begin to see ourselves for who we are. We begin to see ourselves that we're sinners lost, that we're separated and alienated from God. For you see, well, there's no law, there's no transgression. But thanks be unto God, God's made a way, made it plain. Amen. Through His Word that He'd reveal Himself, that we might know we stand the sight of God. Amen. When that takes place, you begin to see yourself for who you are. I believe it brings trouble in your life. I believe it brings conviction on your life. Brother Jeff, I didn't have to have nobody peck me on the head and tell me, you know what, you're lost. I didn't have to have nobody. I was raised in a Christian home. My daddy didn't have to tell me, son, you're lost, and it's time for you to get saved. But you know what carried me down to the church house done? It got me to a place over there where one day I was sitting on the pew idly by over there, just like any other time before, and folks was going to me. Amen. But you know what? There was a difference that happened that day. I began to see God for who He was. I began to see on the mountain where He was. I began to see in the lowest of where I stood. Amen. But thanks be unto God, the scripture said His arms were outstretched still. I began to see a hand reach down, wanting to save. And thanks be unto God, the Bible said His ear's not short. Ear's not heavy, and His hand's not short, that He cannot save. Amen. Boy, that weight of sin just felt like it was just, I mean, that's why I feel like I was in the lowest of low. Feel like I was in a hole there that somebody was just shoveling more dirt on top of. I'm to my state of hopelessness. But thanks be unto God, when I called on His name, He saved me. Amen. He saved me. He brought me up. Lifted me out of that. And thank God I've got fellowship with Him. I've got fellowship with Him. Because of humbling my heart, accepting the work of Calvary, what He done in my place. He died, if He'd have died, if it had just been just for me. He died in my place. My heart outstretched His arms, said, I want you to come up here to my place. Join me. Join me in this fellowship. Boy, I got that invitation. I never will forget the day. Boy, when that weight of sin was so heavy on my shoulders. But boy, when I come out off my knee, boy, I tell you, I felt so much lighter. And I ain't had to bear that burden no more. Thanks be unto God, He wrote my name in glory in the book of life with His own blood. Thanks be unto God, purchased me and pardoned me, full and free. Amen. Why don't you just come up here and join us? Boy, don't you want to be a part of the family of God? Why wouldn't you want to be a part of the royal family?
That's right.
I probably never will get a royal invitation on this earth to come to the White House. Sister said she grew up in London. I'll probably never get an invitation to go over there and eat with kings and queens. But thanks be unto God, I can come to the house of God. And I can fellowship. I can eat. I can partake of some things. Thanks be unto God, this world knows nothing about. Amen. Wouldn't you want to be a part of that? Why wouldn't you want to be a part of that? To see, there's going to come a time. There's going to come a time when we're going to face death. And boy, I tell you what, I'm glad that I'm acquainted with the mountain of God. Glad I'm acquainted with the mountain of worship. Because then, you know what, death's going to be like me. Yea, though I'll even walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I believe God's mountain even overshadows that for a while. For a child of God, I believe that mountain of worship overshadowed that valley. Amen. I believe that gives us comfort and gives us peace in the middle of death. Amen. He's removed the sting of death for His children. Don't you want to be a part of that? I tell you, when I think about death sometimes, I don't want to die. Nobody wants to die, really, in the flesh when we think about it. I thank be unto God, there's, I can only dig so far into it and only worry so far about it. And we all, what happens, there's a peace that takes over. There's a comfort that comes, that moves in. Amen. Amen. I don't care how long I dwell on it. There's a comfort there that overshadows that and overtakes it because I'm a child of God. Amen. I'm telling you something this morning. you don't know him and the free pardon of sin, you'll find no comfort. There's no comfort in this world. I don't care which way you turn. Folks will say, well, going to church just ain't for me. Folks will say, well, you're foolish to act like that. There ain't going to be nothing to this. When you die, it's the end of it. I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to be like, as good as it is down at the house of God, if this was all there was to it. Apostle Paul said, if I had a hold of only this life of Christ, I'd be of all men most miserable. But the reason I can get excited, the reason I can get on the mountain with him and worship and enjoy it, is because I know this ain't even a drop in the bucket compared to what it's going to be like when I get over yonder. Amen. I won't have a weak body. I won't have this flesh to contend with. Amen. I won't have things to get me down no more. I'll be eternally on the mountain with God. Amen. Stand to your feet. I told you I'd try not to hold you long. Why don't you just come up here and join us? Why don't you come up here and be a true part of it? I tell you, that's God's desire this morning. The Bible said he's long-suffering, not willing that any would perish, but all would come to repentance. But the Scripture also teaches us, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? I want you to be a part of it. I believe the church wants you to be a part of it this morning. I believe with all my heart this morning that the Spirit and the bride is saying, somebody, won't you just come? Won't you just come this morning and experience this mountaintop experience you can have with God? Experience the flooding of your soul like you never have felt before. I love that song, Peace, Peace, Wonderful Peace. Well, the peace of God that floods our heart. No wonder the Scripture said it passeth all understanding. I can't even wrap my arms around the peace that God gives, being one of his children. Think about it this morning. Don't turn them away. This could be your final opportunity this morning to come up to the mountain of God. This could be your final invitation this morning to come and be a part of the family of God. Don't discount it. Don't discredit it this morning. Don't push him away. But just humble your heart this morning and accept him. Just humble your heart this morning and accept him. What would be the best decision you've ever made? I've got a lot of regrets in this life, decisions I've made and things I've done, places I've been. Wished I could go back and change things in my life. I certainly do, but you know what? You can't do that. And I'm telling you one thing. I never really regret the time as a 14-year-old boy. A little old cottage prayer meeting in Brother Vernon Hall's house on a Friday night. God was the furthest thing from my mind. But thank God, I've said it a lot of times. I'll say it again. I'm glad I was the first thing on his. I don't know how many others was lost there in that meeting that night. There wasn't a whole lot of people there. But I'll tell you what, I'm glad he dealt with me. Spoke to my heart. You know what I done? I just humbled myself. Felt like it was the very last opportunity I was going to get. He dealt with me so many times and so many times. And boy, I'd cling on to the bench and I'd put it off. I'd put it off. I'd find excuse after excuse. But that night, I felt like it was the last opportunity that I was ever going to get. And I felt like if I didn't humble that right then that night, that hell would be my home and there'd be nothing I could do about it. And I'm here to tell you this morning, heaven's real and hell's real. And the opportunity that God's given you right now is real. And don't do away with it. Don't discredit it. Maybe you've been saved, but maybe you just ain't living where you need to be, living like you should be. Boy, wouldn't it be a good time? There ain't never a bad time to get things right between you and the Lord. But boy, it'd be a good time in the house of God. You ain't got to be in this house to get things right, but I tell you, it's the best place to do it. I've heard Brother Harold Weatherford say it before. He said, you ain't got folks have babies before they're born in elevators. They're born in Volkswagen cars in different places. But he said, you know, the best place for them to be born is in the hospital. And I'm here to tell you this morning, the best place to get things right is in the house of God. And I'm thankful it'll be a memorial unto you. It'll be something you can look back on and say, I thank God that I made that decision that morning there at Welcome Grove Baptist Church. Either receive him as my Savior or get back in his good graces. And got some joy restored, some fellowship restored. Got to get back on the mountaintop and worship with him for a little while. How about this morning? While they play, I don't mean to keep on. I don't mean to ramble on. Sing on this morning.
know, some folks they think there ain't nothing to this. But I'm glad there is. I don't act the way I act when I'm preaching no other time. You know that? You can follow me around at work and go wherever you want to go. And I understand people say you ought to be the same at work. I don't act like that when I no other time except when I'm trying to stand and preach. My mother-in-law, the only time she ever come and heard me preach, one of our daughters got baptized, and I had to preach that night. She's lost. She come around at the end of the service. She said, "I'd never known that was you." I said, "It wasn't, because it ain't." I'm thankful tonight that I know him and the free pardon of sin. He'll make you act different. He'll make you do things that you wouldn't normally do. I don't like to get up before people and even talk or say anything. I always took a failing grade in school, never would give an oral report. I failed English every year. Don't tell my kids I said that. But I failed English every year because I failed to give oral reports, and they just had mercy on me and passed me. But I'm here to tell you I'm thankful that God's able to give us a holy unction. I'm glad there is something to this. I'm glad I feel him deep within my soul. And I'm glad he's made a way through his spiritual church and we can get on the mountaintop and worship with him. Amen. Times when we're down, times when sickness and pain and different things hits us, and discouragement comes our way and family problems and different things hit us, I'm glad that we can still get in a place of worship. Yeah. Boy, because I need it. I'm thankful I can draw close to it, come out to the house of God and be fed and be filled and get in a place that I can't get nowhere else where I can truly worship my God and I can forget about everything else that's going on around about me just for a little while and get in a true place of worship. So many times we get our eyes on the circumstances that surround us. But I'm thankful I serve a God that if I just stand hold and stand true and close to his word, I can find strength. I don't know this morning where you stand, what you're going through. I feel in all my heart somebody here needs to move this morning. Somebody needs to come and get in touch with God. I don't know what your need is in your life, but I'm thankful he's able to meet it. He's got all the answers. When I don't know which way to turn, when I don't know which way to go, what decision to make, he's got all the answers. And he'll put us in a place where if we'll just stay close to him, lean not to our own and understand him in all our ways. Acknowledge him. The Bible said he'll direct our paths. He'll give us direction to go when we don't know which way to turn, what to do. Somebody, I feel if they'll just give us one more verse, I feel like somebody needs to pray.